Hi, I'm Michael Senoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive.
You can give a person a solution to their problem, or if you can give a person what they want, not necessarily what they need, because people don't really buy what they need, they buy what they want, you're going to be in business for a long time.
Why don't you introduce yourself, tell them basically what you do, how you got into it, who you are, and what are some of the things that you offer that you think you can help any of my listeners who are new to marketing or even in their advanced stages of marketing.
My name is Taylor Trump. I'm a project manager for my uncle's construction firm in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'm also a copywriter and small business management specialist and an online and offline marketing specialist.
Okay.
And what I got involved was basically I stumbled onto the internet and I was like, what is this? I bought a laptop to use for some software I had developed for the construction industry to simplify things, to take 90% of the paperwork out of it and make a job run a lot smoother. And also I wanted to add this sexiness to my job and add some more money centers to my job with the construction. So I stumbled onto the internet, stumbled onto some websites, and it's all just by happenstance, just chance. And started asking a few questions. I started seeing that some people were making some real serious money doing something that I had always wanted to do, and that was learn how to write persuasively and learn how to market, learn how to understand what marketing was, not on a surface level, but on a deeper level, and learn how to do it like the experts did it, only better than them eventually.
How long ago was it that you first got introduced to this stuff?
I'd say 2.5 to almost 3 years ago.
When you saw this stuff, did it hit you like a ton of bricks?
Oh, yeah, I was overwhelmed. I was spending, I would venture to say, 18 hours a day on the internet. I was on there till 2 in the morning. I would get up at 5:30, 6 in the morning, look at a couple websites, and then go to my office, and then look at more websites. I bought 2 more high-speed laptops, started buying different products, downloading stuff, and just started interacting with different people.
And what concepts did you pick up as far as learning, as far as marketing? First of all, who were you most impressed with? Who was your personal favorite out of these marketing gurus?
I would have to say, hands down, Jay Abraham.
And what was the first Jay Abraham material that you were exposed to?
The first Jay Abraham material I was exposed to, I think I had purchased from you, and it might have been your marketing genius at work.
That was the first Jay Abraham stuff you got, huh?
I think so.
Okay, great.
Correctly. I have so much of it now, I don't even know.
Well, I think you got just about everything he had from me. I don't know. You did get a lot of stuff from me.
Yeah.
Now, once you started studying this stuff, did you apply it to your construction business?
Yep. Immediately.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I sat down with my uncle and said, you're not going to believe this, but there's some other ways that we can make a ton of money without having to do any labor. There's deals we can structure, all kind of little things we can do. He was not interested at all.
So he wasn't interested in all at implementing any of that stuff?
None of it. That was construction. And that's all he was interested in doing.
All right, so you didn't really implement it. So then you went ahead and just did your own stuff.
I kind of run my own part of the business. I implemented it on my own. I had, I would say at that time, $27 and $30 million worth of construction work going on, which is nothing. That's 2 or 3 projects. I had that going on, and I decided, okay, look, I'm building these large spaces, 30, 40, 50,000 square foot buildings for these people. They're going to need other things, like someone to keep their lawn up. Someone supplying and install an alarm system, motion detectors. I said, what if I hooked up with people who did these things, developed my own list. I could contact them and tell them, look, I can either give you the lead for this amount of money, or else we can work out some deal where when you close the deal, you can give me a certain amount of money. Like a small little indiscriminate joint venture partnership type deal.
And did you do that?
Yes, I did.
And it worked?
It's still working.
That's great. It's just a matter of making the phone calls and bringing the service and the vendor together.
That's all it is. I'm bringing the subcontractor together with the owner of the project, or the architect.
Let me ask you, you studied a lot of internet stuff. Is there a lot of hype and bullshit out there?
Yeah, there is.
How can someone separate what's real and what's not real when they're surfing the internet and they're getting all kinds of offers and stuff like that?
The first and most important thing they can do is use their common sense. If you go to a website and they say, we can triple your sales overnight, there's nothing that can be done overnight except sleep.
Right.
You can't do anything else overnight except sleep. There are, Jay Abraham, he can do something overnight for you.
Right.
$100,000. You're not going to get those secrets for free. You're not going to get any secrets for free. You're going to have to pay some money for them. But, like Jay said, if I can show you how to make a dollar, will you give me a quarter? Yeah. For each dollar I can make you, will you give me a quarter back? Well, yeah, that's a fair proposition. I will give you a quarter back. And that's what you have to do on the internet. You're going to have to invest some money. You're going to have to invest some time. You're going to have to do some research. And then you're going to have to apply and test what you learn.
I see. Let me ask you, so when you establish a deal like that, and it all does sound very easy, that principle, if I can bring you in a new dollar, and would you pay me a quarter of it, how do you structure something like that? Do you do a legal contract? Do you just do a handshake, a gentleman's agreement? What would you advise as far as setting up a deal like that, paperwork or legality or what?
You always do a contract. I have two businesses here in Minneapolis that I do business with, and me and the people went to college together. We're the best of friends. At first, it was a handshake. When they saw how much money they had to pay me, then we had to sit down and sign a contract. Initially, the best thing to do always is just sign a contract.
Do you have an attorney that you have drawn up?
No, what I have is a product I got from you, the Abraham's contract guy.
So you actually use that as a skeleton for your contracts?
Correct. It covers all the bases. And, of course, you can add to it by addendum, or you can redraft it and things like that.
What would it cost to have an attorney draw up a contract like that?
$25,000, maybe.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
I showed it to my attorneys. I showed it to our corporate attorneys, who are the same attorneys that did the tobacco settlement here in Minnesota. And they looked at it and they said, oh, yeah, we could draft something like this. It would take us one day, but we charge you $25,000.
That's incredible.
Yep.
So are you still friends with the guy who you did the joint venture?
Yeah, we're still friends.
It puts a strain.
Yeah, it puts a strain on the friendship. And I've told them, listen, I would like to just discontinue our business and go back to being friends, hanging out, doing things we used to do. They said, well, you know what? I'd rather not be your friend and we continue with the business.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've had some deals you've tried to set up, and it's not a perfect world. You may have to try and set up five deals to get two. Is that realistic?
It all depends. If the people come and look for you, you'll set up a lot more deals. You'll set up 4 out of 5. If you go and look for the people and you have to solicit to them, first of all, you have to sell them on the idea. That takes time, and you have to build a relationship and build a rapport. And then their schedules are so hectic because they're not running their business. They're just running around in their business. You really can't help them. I have a client in Hawaii who pays me a lot of money, but he doesn't do anything because he's so busy. He won't take any of my advice. He won't stop. He won't listen, but he's consistently paying me.
Right.
I'm going to fire him because I don't want to take his money because he's wasting his own time.
I understand. Tell anyone listening to this about some of your websites and some of the products and services that you offer that you think that they can benefit from. And give them a web address. Spell it out in case they can't hear it. And just spell it out so they know how to get there and let us know what you have to offer.
Actually, I'm in the process of revamping all my websites because I'm shifting gears to be more helpful to my subscribers. I have a couple newsletters. I have over 30,000 subscribers. And the best thing you can do when you have subscribers is to be of value to them. So I'm trying to add more value to our interaction, more value to our relationship.
How often are you mailing out to your subscribers?
Once a week. Now, it was infrequent for a time, but now it's going to be once a week, each and every week.
Besides just the newsletter, do you sponsor advertising or have sponsors in your newsletter as another source of income?
Just my own product.
Just your own product.
Yeah, okay. Just the product that I own rights to.
What are the differences in the two newsletters?
One is a paid newsletter. It's called the Marketing Genius Letter. The website address is www.info-access.com. It's info-access.com.
All right, what are we going to find there?
There you're going to be able to subscribe to the Marketing Genius Letter. It's a phenomenal publication. It's going to teach you how to mine the hidden assets in your business. It's going to show you how to market, how to out-market, outwit, outsmart, and just basically crush your competition. And it's going to actually show you how to take your business to heights that you never, ever imagined you could with very simple techniques and very simple methods and strategies. Nothing too difficult, nothing high-tech, nothing convoluted, very simple everyday strategies that you probably know but just overlook or didn't think they would work. A lot of stuff you've never even seen or heard of. But these strategies are what the great marketers, the successful marketers use to make millions and millions of dollars. And they do make millions of dollars and generate hundreds of millions of dollars for their clients.
And how often is a newsletter sent?
Every 10 to 15 days, you'll be emailed a URL and a secret password that will take you directly to the newsletter.
Now, do you do all the writing or do you have ghostwriters do stuff?
I write every single letter.
And what's it going to cost somebody?
It costs $19.95 a month.
That sounds like a pretty good deal. Tell us about the other website, the free newsletter.
That's on the Illuminati.com, my first website, my very first domain name. It's www.thelluminati.com. That's called the No BS Marketing, Sales, and Profits Money e-Journal. And in that free newsletter, I give various marketing strategies, copywriting information, and only original content, articles written by myself that you won't see anywhere else, with information that you'll be hard-pressed to find for free.
Now, did I see one of your websites, copywriting.com, or?
Onlinecopywriting.com. Tonight I'll start adding the content to that one. That's a brand-new website.
Okay.
It's going to feature some of the most incredible and effective copywriting methods, strategies, insider secrets and tips, techniques that you've never heard of.
That's incredible. And then there was one more. What was that?
That's another new one. It's called TripleIncome.com. www.TripleIncome. And that's going to be a portal, a marketing portal site. Links, over 100,000 links to articles and resources, just marketing information in general, niche marketing, target marketing, just basically how to market, the fundamentals, the higher knowledge, the little known knowledge. That's going to be a really remarkable website, and I'm looking for that one to really, really take off, make it big time.
That's great. You've been around a long time. I know when I first started doing the Hard to Find seminars, it's probably been about almost 3 years now, and you were one of my first great customers. I know you're a marketing maniac, you know, and I would tell anybody listening to this to definitely check your stuff out because, you know, even though the internet, it seems like such a huge place, the marketing is a small world in a way.
It is, and I found out just how small it was when I went to a Gary Howard's Passes of Light seminar in Orlando, Florida a month or two back.
You tell me.
It was maybe 60 people there, and I noticed that I was getting more than the usual attention, more than the usual look. I am kind of big. I'm almost 6 feet tall, 280 pounds, in pretty decent shape. After the second day, some people came up to me and they said, you know, we got a question we want to ask you. Are you Taylor Trump?
Yeah.
I am. We thought you were. And after that, like 100% of the people at this conference wanted to talk to me or have dinner or I need help with this and I need help with that. And these people had been marketers for 20 years, had businesses, and how much does it cost to hire you? And I was like, I'm here to learn right now. Here's my card. Email me.
Yeah.
Some of those people have become my clients.
And some have become your clients.
Yep, some have become my clients.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm finding out it really is a small world. There's millions of people who want to learn about marketing, but only a very small percentage will actually do what it takes to do the studying and to put in the late hours and the early mornings and investing in the material and actually reading it and going through it and understanding it. And even though those people may want to study the stuff, then there's a small percentage who actually do anything. And it ends up being a real small world, almost like a fraternity.
Exactly. I often wonder to myself, why is that? Why do people spend $10,000 on a seminar and then don't do anything with it? And what I found out from talking to Gary is that people just want to get close to their dream. One of the best-selling publications are those boat and RV little magazines you get in the 7-Eleven at a store.
Right.
Costs like $1.95. Have boats in there for $200,000. And I said to myself, people who can afford these boats don't come to this little convenience store. But people who dream about owning one do. Come to get closer to their dream. And that's it. Some people just want to get closer to their dream. Some people just want to know if they ever need the information, they have access.
Yeah, it's like emergency, like a security.
Right. And so if you can get a person closer to their dream, you have a customer. You have a client.
Were you able to talk to Gary personally for a while?
We had dinner. We stayed 2 doors down from each other in the hotel. We talked every single day after the seminar. He wanted me to train him to work out. He wanted him to train me to become a copywriter. We only had 3 or 4 days.
Wow.
So he was an exceptional individual, brutally honest, the highest level of integrity. A lot of people would disagree with me because of his brutal honesty. And people don't understand, the highest form of mental health is dedication to reality at all costs. And that's one man who's dedicated to reality. He tells you the truth. And people don't like to hear the truth. People want to hear, not necessarily lies, but they just want it watered down. He doesn't water it down.
Right. That concept about people wanting to get close to their dreams, that's really powerful. Anything else you can think of off the top of your head, kind of light bulbs that went off that you learned from the seminar?
Oh, that's an excellent question. So many things. That marketing, it's not a one-shot deal. And people want to be marketed to, but they want to be marketed to with consistency, and they want to be marketed to with someone who knows what they're doing. They don't want a letter, for instance, or a marketing person who comes to them with a weak proposition, who's timid, who's like, well, you know, I know you may not be interested in this. People want solutions to their problems. Since September 11th, this country has experienced more and more people wanting to solve their problems. More and more people saying, look, life is too short, and it could be over in a split second. I'm going to go buy that Mercedes. Life is too short. I'm going to take that chance to start me a small home-based business. They want solutions to their problems. They want them now, and they want real solutions. This is one of the most important things I did learn at the seminar, is that if you can give a person a solution to their problem, or if you can give a person what they want, not necessarily what they need, because people don't really buy what they need, they buy what they want, you're going to be in business for a long time.
Yeah. And if you do it in an honest and direct way without all the bullshit.
Right, without all the BS. If you just give them what they want, if you send them the information and says, this is what I can do for you, I can do A, B, C, D, E, F, and G, and they want those things, they're going to do business with you.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. I'm going to turn it to copywriting. If you're going to craft a letter or create a letter, some kind of sales letter, for no matter what it is. Now, in all these materials we both study, you see all the headlines, some which are proven. When I read stuff, a lot of it sounds hypey and pushy, and you can feel that it's hypey. Now, maybe it's just because we see so much of this, but what would you say as far as when you're creating a letter, would you keep with the proven headlines, even though they sound hypey, or do you have another angle on writing as far as creating a powerful direct mail piece or correspondence or email, or what would you say are some of the most important ingredients in doing that?
The number one secret of top copywriters that they tell you, but they tell you in a chapter that is the smallest chapter in their product, is the first thing you have to do before you do anything, before you write anything, is you have to research that target market. They don't talk a lot about this. If you research your target market, you have to know your customer, your prospect, or your client, as well as you know your favorite TV character. Now, my wife's favorite TV character is Homer Simpson.
Okay.
Ask her something about Homer Simpson, she can tell you everything. You need to act like your client is Homer Simpson, and what will it take to get him off the couch? You need to know the answer to that question. What would motivate Homer Simpson? If you know and understand what will motivate your client, if you know what your client's greatest fears are, if you know what your client's greatest aspirations are, if you understand these things, you can send him the right letter that will motivate him the first time. If you don't know that, you can craft the most incredible sales letter with the best headline, and you won't get any response. Because you have to hit their hot button. You have to hit their hot button. And that's probably the number one secret to effective copywriting. Research your target market. See what has worked on them in the past, and 90% of your work is done. Craft a letter with a similar, same headline, with just as many paragraphs, that says basically the same thing. And you're there. That's what 99% of the top copywriters won't tell you for free.
Yeah, I've heard an interview with John Carlton and Joe Polish on some audio tapes, and that's what he talks about. Research is 90% of it right there.
Yep.
You could spend months and months researching your market, and then sitting down and writing a letter is a no-brainer because you know the secret.
It writes itself because the market will tell you what it wants. You can go to SRDS, pick a list, find who supplied the list, ask them for the mailing piece that went to the list, look at it, study it, write one, same or similar, and get a decent response.
Have you had much experience renting and marketing to lists out of the SRDS?
Yes.
Can you tell us one success story in general and then tell us one failure?
Haven't had any failures. Not one failure, not yet. The reason I haven't had any failures is because I do the research first. I cover all my bases first. First, I make sure how frequent the list is. You know, there's three components of the list: price, recency, and frequency.
Okay.
I usually get a hotline list, and I get the mailing pieces that have been mailed to them before. I look at them. I write them out by hand myself at least 10 times, longhand or on my laptop, and I get the feel of what they're looking for. And then I usually call some of the people on the list, if I'm lucky enough to be able to do that. Some of the people and say, you know, you bought this product, how did you feel about it? Would you buy it again? Would you buy a similar product? Things like that. Then I craft my letter and I send out a test. I do my initial, I send out a small sampling.
What's a small sampling? 1,000?
500 letters. Yep. And usually I get between a 4% and 7% response. Then I roll out.
Do you,
I really make it a success is, when I roll out, I might rent that same list again. See, and then take off the names of the people that bought and send them a second letter. Then I might rent that list again. Then I'll get another response. But I'll milk that list for all that it's worth. And the best way to do that is to, I send them a direct response letter, but it gets them to give me their name. So I can get a real, real high response. I offer them a free report. That's what the gist of it is. They don't get the sales letter. The list that responds, the list that I generate, that is now my list because they responded, then I market to them.
I got you. If you can pull a 7% response on any list, you basically own that 7%.
Exactly.
And those are your highest motivated responders anyway.
Exactly. They've raised their hand. They said, I'm interested.
Have you found some good list brokers that you trust? You know, we hear about you can get ripped off buying lists. What precautions do you take to keep from making a wrong decision in renting or buying a list?
Well, usually what I do is talk to 5 to 10 different list brokers. The one I use online is an excellent list broker, has an excellent reputation, has never failed me. The list broker I use is exceptional. Offline, I'm still testing different list brokers, but usually what I do, I'm fortunate enough to be able to call a Gary Halbert type person and get a list broker recommended to me.
Okay.
If you get a list broker recommended to you, you're a lot safer because what you do is you say, yeah, Bond Halbert told me to give you a call. And Bond may be one of their bigger clients. Well, they're not going to screw over you for fear of losing, you know, they don't know what your relationship is with this person. They're not going to take the chance. So that's the best way to do it, is to get someone to that uses Lyft, that has a relationship with Lyft brokers, and get an introduction from them. So, yeah, so-and-so told me to give you a call, said your service was worked very well, they would use you again, and suggested I give you a call and we talk about me doing business with you.
All right, that's great. Well, look, Taylor, I'm almost out of time. I don't want this thing to go too long, but if someone wanted to call you, and I know you're a busy guy, do you have any kind of voicemail message or what's your email address so if someone wanted to get in contact with you about some consulting or anything else, how could they do that?
They can simply go to the first website, Illuminati.com. And on that website is my contact information, or they could give you a call, or they could give me a call at the same number that you called me at.
Okay. Hey, I really appreciate you taking the time. I think we've got a lot of great information. Do I have your permission to put this up on the site for other people to benefit from? You got it. Look, I'll give you a call. Once I get it up on the site, I'll shoot you an email. You can check it out. And if you have any other listeners who want to hear some of your great wisdom, you can just direct them to hardtofindseminars.com to the audio clip page. And I really appreciate you giving back to people interested in marketing.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Take care. I'll talk to you soon.
It's Michael with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com in another bonus tip. How would you like to turn your $28 book or ebook or even a concept in your head into a $3,900 information product? I'll provide you the secrets on how to do this. If you'd like a completely free 30-day trial of my system for turning your simple book or even just a concept in your mind into an information product that you can sell for $97, $197, or even as much as $3,900 or more. This system includes a whole range of tricks and tips to help you pack your audio program full of great stories that take control of your listeners' brains. My information product creation system comes with my personal guarantee that you'll create an information product worth from $97 to $497 that's designed to sell like hotcakes. This is a 30-day free trial. If you'd like information on this, please email me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line, write in all caps, $28 book, and I'll email you information on how to turn your $28 book or even a concept in your mind into a $3,900 information product. Hi, this is Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff, hardtofindseminars.com. Here is another bonus tip in a valuable service that I offer to select clients. If you can talk into an ordinary telephone, you can be selling your own high-priced audio programs in as little as 7 days. This is the easiest way on earth to create a series of powerful audio recordings for your own information product. I call you on an ordinary telephone and interview you live on a series of related hot topics about your niche subject. I take care of all the editing, all the technical stuff, and I give you the finished MP3s or WAV files and audio transcripts. I only have time to give this deluxe personalized service to a few more carefully selected clients. If you're interested in developing and creating your own valuable information products that you could have complete in as short as 7 days and be selling for as high as $300, $500, even $3,900, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, please write info, product, information in all capital. Make sure I have your name and a way to contact you by phone, and we can talk about your specific ideas. Or you may call me at 858-274-7851. Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with another bonus tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. It's called an audio infomercial. Your audio infomercial, which I create for you, will sell more products of yours faster, easier, and for less cost than any conventional advertising method, and I guarantee it 100%. Imagine catching yourself at concert pitch talking about what makes your business or your product service unique, what makes it special. Imagine taking a professional recording of that perfect sales presentation that I create for you and giving it to your prospect as an audio CD or an internet download from your website. I can do this for you faster than you ever thought possible with my personalized audio informational recording service. If you're interested in this unique service, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, in all capitals, write audio infomercial, and I will get back with you with more information. Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with another tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. This tip is one that is dear to my heart, and the reason why is because I know what a difference it can make for your business. It has to do with editing your audio recordings. If you are using audio online or offline to sell, market, and educate your prospects, this tip will be the most important tip you ever hear from me. Editing your audio content before you publish it to your site simply gets better results compared to unedited audio content. Think about this. A new song on the radio may be in the editing studio for months before it's released to the public. A new movie may take years in the editing process before it's released to the big screen or on DVD. Well-written sales letters, online promotions, books, and commercials are all meticulously edited to perfection before they are released. You would never dream of releasing an unedited version of any of these sales vehicles. So why would you publish unedited audio? Unedited audio content is abandoned by the listener faster, it produces less sales for you, and it actually destroys your credibility as a publisher. So why are we seeing so much unedited content proliferating the internet? The reason is simple. There are very few people who offer audio editing services who know what they are doing. Editing audio is kind of like plastic surgery. It's part skill and part an art form. You need someone with both the skill to do it and someone who understands marketing and selling. A poor result can be gained by both a skilled surgeon as well as a good technical editor. Who you choose to do your audio editing can be one of the best investments in your business. At HardToFindSeminars.com, we have been editing online and offline web content for 6 years. We have perfected a proprietary editing system that has been proven to get your customers to listen to your audio content longer and to listen to it more often, resulting in more sales for you more often, and with clean edited audio, you can demand more money for your products and services. It's just like in life, you only have one chance to make a first impression. Every time you release and publish unedited audio content, you are projecting a poor, sloppy, I don't care attitude that turns your prospects off. Do your prospects a favor. Service them. Give them your best. Do them a favor by giving them professionally edited audio messages, interviews, teleseminars, and selling promotions by editing your audio. We provide full audio editing services that are fast and at a reasonable rate. We know that editing your audio content can easily pay for itself 20 times over. Call me, Michael Sinoff, for more information at 858-274-7851. I'll spend some time on the phone with you. We'll determine what audio content you're publishing. I'll be glad to offer you a free consultation on my ideas. I'll review some of your audio, and together we'll come up with a solution that gets you better results. Thanks for listening. Here is another bonus tip from Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Did you know that I have about 25 hours of exclusive consultations on my audio clips page, letter G? If you go to HardToFindSeminars.com, go to the audio clips section. This is a section where I have over 117 hours of audio interviews. Page G is nothing but consultations on information product development. You have over 25 hours of me giving my best advice on how to create, develop, produce, market, and sell audio information products. Go to page G if you want to learn how to create and market your own information products. Enjoy. There's an interview in the section of the audio recordings at Hard to Find Seminars. It's with a business buying expert. His name is Art Hamill. If you go back to my site, hardtofindseminars.com, and go to the product section, along the left side in light blue, you will see a list of topics. Look for the one that says business buying. Click on that link and you'll be taken to about 7 hours of exclusive interviews with Arthur Hamill. Arthur Hamill has purchased multi-million dollar businesses, over 200 of them in his lifetime, and he will tell you how to do the same thing. It's some fascinating content, and I wanted you to know about it. Here's another tip, and it has to do with podcasts. you know that not only are all 187 hours of my audio recordings available for free online at my website, hardtofindseminars.com, but each one of these audio recordings is also in the form of what's called a podcast. A podcast is a simple way for you to digitally and automatically subscribe to online and new recordings and have them downloaded into your mobile audio player, like an iTunes, iPod, or any other digital audio playing device. But the way you find my recordings on podcasts is by going to one of the number one sites called iTunes. iTunes is a virtual library for music, spoken word, and podcasts. The music and spoken word audios you'll pay money for, but the podcasts are absolutely free. And you can subscribe to my podcast. All you do is go to iTunes. You'll automatically download the iTunes software, and then you will search Michael Senoff in the subject line, and you will find most of my audio recordings right there available for you to download. This is great if you're on the road or you're on another computer, and if you have a mobile device, it'll automatically suck them right into your digital MP3 player, and you can take any of the audio recordings on the road with you. They'll also automatically notify you of any new recordings that I post as podcasts. Also, if you search through Google or Yahoo or any of the major search engines, Michael Senoff, and then podcast, you'll find other resources with other podcast search engines that host my podcast. I hope this helps, and if you're a podcast listener, I think you'll be happy about this. So go over to iTunes and download the iTunes software and search Michael Senoff, and you'll have all my audio recordings available for you right there. If you'd like to hone your skills as a copywriter, I have available for you the largest collection of one of the all-time master copywriters. His name is Claude Hopkins. Do a search on Claude Hopkins or go to my website, claudehopkinsadvertising.com. Claude Hopkins was one of the founders of modern-day advertising. He was one of the all-time legends in the industry, and myself and a partner have authored a book called The Claude Hopkins Advertising Collection. We have also searched thousands of newspapers to pull out all his classic ads. He's been responsible for building companies like Pepsodent Toothpaste, Palmolive, Schlitz Malt Liquor, many household products like puffed wheat cereal that you're still using in your kitchens today, and he was the master and the genius behind this. He was responsible for many of the cars we drive today, like the Oldsmobile. Go check it out, claudehopkinsadvertising.com, if you want the ultimate in education on how to write copy. You cannot pass this up. So go on over to claudehopkinsadvertising.com and learn from the best. Here is another bonus resource for you, and it's about a section on my site that has about 15 hours of audio interviews with copywriting experts, including Brian Keith Voiles, including Carl Galletti, including Eugene Schwartz. You will not find this content anywhere. It'll take you to an entire collection of audio recordings, MP3 downloads, and transcripts of some of my best interviews on the subject of copywriting. You'll be able to play them, download them, print the transcripts, and it's a collection you will not find anywhere else. If you want an education on copywriting, you will not find anything better than this. If you go back to my site, and in the products page, along the light blue section down on the left, you're going to see another link that has a lot of value, and it all has to do with joint ventures. Go to that page, and you're going to hear about an offer on a joint venture system like no other. If you read the letter there, it'll describe all the benefits, and the offer is virtually risk-free, meaning you can order my joint venture system, have it sent to you without paying a dime, have 30 days to review it, to digest all the information, and only if you're happy with it after 30 days do you pay. It's an offer you can't lose on, and if you're enjoying this content, you're really going to love what I have waiting for you on the joint venture link at the products page at hardtofindseminars.com. Go check it out. I think you'll really enjoy it.